This past weekend, German Chancellor Angela Merkel was in one of those countries her government keeps a close eye on, Italy. She was in Rome and reportedly had a very cordial meeting with Pope Francis, not surprising for the daughter of a Lutheran pastor. But in the town where Merkel grew up, religious discord. An atheist is waging a campaign of sorts against organized religion. The World's Matthew Bell reports from Templin.
Weekly services are held on Friday mornings at 10 here in a small barn on the outskirts of town. There's an altar, some prayers, reading of scripture, even hymns.
Ein Bischofsburg ist unser Gott.
But here at the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, worshippers call themselves Pastafarians. The church founder is 63-year-old retiree Rüdiger Weida, a.k.a. Bruder Spaghettus, who's presiding over this morning's liturgy. Vida's a big man with a giant Santa Claus beard, wearing a long yellow robe and a pink stole.
So is this also closes of the Nudler?
The noodle.
Nudler.
Nudler.
Yeah, genau.
And what does that mean?
That means that man or woman who makes a mess.
There are only two members of the congregation attending Holy Mess, that's mess, not mass, on this particular morning. They're dressed up as pirates, and instead of wine and bread, Holy Communion is comprised of beer and, you guessed it, spaghetti.
Now that the service is over, can I ask you a serious question? Do you really believe that this flying spaghetti monster is God?
It's a hard question for a Pastafarian, because we all are separated in two persons inside. I say always, of course, I believe for the flying spaghetti monster, but of course I also know it didn't exist.
Pastafarianism actually began about a decade ago in the United States. A 24-year-old physics grad named Bobby Henderson introduced the deity of the flying spaghetti monster in an open letter of protest to education officials in Kansas. They proposed teaching intelligent design in biology classes. The letter went viral, and it spawned a largely internet-based movement. Weida doesn't have much respect for organized religion. He says he's pushing for official recognition of his church to make a statement. Religious organizations have advantages that secular ones don't, he says. With employment laws, for example, Weida points out that religious groups can hire and fire people based on their beliefs. Mainstream churches get government funding to run their institutions. Essentially, Weida is a secular humanist who's out to win the same rights for his non-church that mainstream religion enjoys. And he's having some success.
My name is Detlef Tabert. Ich bin Bürgermeister in Templin.
Detlef Tabert is the mayor in Templin, and he gave the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster permission to put up official signs in town letting everyone know where and when to attend noodle worship services.
Ganz einfach, ich sehe es so, dass wir...
We live in a tolerant place, and we shouldn't discriminate against minorities, Tabert says. People should also be able to deal with criticism and have a sense of humor. But Thomas Huler says the Pastafarians are trying to have it both ways. He's a priest at the Heart of Jesus Catholic Church in Templin.
Das ist natürlich keine Kirche, nein, natürlich nicht, nein.
No, obviously it's not a real church, Huler says. It's a parody of a church, so these people should not have official recognition. Besides, their main goal is to make fun of our liturgy. We need to be respectful of different beliefs, he says, and this parody church is hurtful. Apparently some high-level German officials feel the same way. They are asking Town Hall to take down those signs about the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell, Templin, Germany.